A federal judge's ruling today says the Democratic National Committee can penalize Florida Democrats by stripping the state of its convention delegates because it is holding an early presidential primary. District Judge Robert Hinkle ruled in favor of the DNC in a lawsuit filed by Florida Congressman Bill Nelson and Elsie Hastings. Nelson and Hastings were arguing that the state Democrats are being illegally penalized for the state having the primary earlier than national rules allow. But Hinkle said that political parties have a First Amendment right to set and enforce their own rules. The National Party did that, which means that Florida will not have a say in picking the Democratic nominee. Nelson spoke to reporters after the judge throughout his case.
We, as law-abiding citizens, respect the judge's ruling, even though we disagree with it. Now, let's move on and let's see that our ballots are counted and that Florida has influence on the election and that our delegation is seated in the National Party Convention.
Recent polls have indicated that this story is not just one for political insiders to get bothered about. A Quinnipiac poll taken last month showed over 20% of those surveyed said they were thinking of not voting for a Democrat next November because of the fracas.
I think that is a realistic assessment right now, but once the nominee is chosen, and we expect the nominee is going to be chosen by the end of February, that will be all water under the bridge, and everybody will be focused on November, and so I don't expect that to be a problem in the long term.
But others, not as partisan as the Florida Democrat, don't think that's the case. Aubrey Jewett is a professor of political science at the University of Central Florida. He doesn't see any negative fallout for the Democrats in the primary, but does think it will hurt next November.
In the general election, the Democrats really might have damaged themselves. And if not among the Democratic faithful, I think it's possible among some independent and swing voters when some ads start getting run about whichever the Democratic nominee is, probably Hillary. This person, you know, Hillary, when she had a chance to come talk to Florida voters, she wouldn't do it. She thought that Iowa's interests were more important than our interests. I think that will resonate, at least with some percentage of the voters. So bottom line, the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party, and Florida Democratic Party really have hurt themselves, I think, in the presidential race in the state.
In addition to the state losing its delegates, as will the state of Michigan, which also violated DNC rules by voting to move their primary election up to January, Florida Democrats have suffered by having all the candidates abide by a pledge to Howard Dean in Washington not to campaign in Florida, though they can come down to raise money. Working out the math, Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says that after South Carolina votes in late January, that will give the candidates time to campaign in Florida. All 3 days, that is.
Presidential candidates have said that they're not going to campaign in the states before those four privileged primary states, the last one of which is Saturday, January the 26th. And so I would assume that we will see the candidates coming in over the course of that weekend before the Florida primary.
But when asked if that was too little, too late, Nelson simply replied,
"Well, it is what it is on the basis of the ruling of the judge."